Can you hear me, Ezra? Okay. Listen to the first pasuk. Zos chukas haTorah. The Meforshim asked the kasha, why is it called Zos chukas haTorah? It should be Zos chukas haTuma, Zos chukas haTorah. So first, look at the Klei Yoker. Klei Yoker says he asks a slightly different question at first. It says Ve'idaber Hashem al-Moshe v'Aaron le'mor. Zos chukas haTorah shetziv Hashem leimor. What's the double leimor? Medaver Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron leimor. Okay, so leimor means usually you should tell to Klal Yisrael. All right. So zos chukas haTorah shetziv Hashem. The Berel b'nei Yisrael v'koy lecha. The Koyaker says tarti leimor lomali. Why two leimors? Kikvar nemar v'yedavir shom moshu aron leimor v'nira lefi. So Rashi says, what's chuka? Chuka is that this is one of those rules that the goyim give us aggravation. Umos moinin es Yisrael. Moinin means they aggravate us. Yiddish, it's also the word, no? Shlomo? Tamanon isn't nudge somebody? So it seems to come from the same word. So Moinin es Yisrael be mitzvah zu. Davke shetayma nela me'ein kol choy. Why this mitzvah? Because the Kishbaruch was not megala the reason for this. Now we can figure out the reason. Ve'omrim mo'a v'ayda zeis lachem. Ve'omra teira. Anei kisil ki ivaltai. Peniya chocham be'einav. V'yotel doifi b'chol ha'teira. So Kishbaruch says, gotta take care of him. They got to figure it out somehow. Because why? Because if you don't give him some kind of teretz, so he's going to end up setting the. He'll say all of teretz selling. Yotel Davi b'chala teretz. V'zeu shenemar, and that's why it says zos chukas haTorah shetziv Hashem leimor shatatzarch leimor ulahoshim la min hanimor shezois hamitzvah chukas haTorah v'tzaloimar chay kamelach yisvarch shemoi. It is two separate lemores. First is Vayedaber Shemosh lemor tishol parsha, and there's a separate word. Zos chukas haTorah shetziv Hashem lemor. Make the point that this is one of the chukas of Torah. That's one of the first things you got to get out there. They're not going to understand this. Kederach shepirish Rashi teretz lon koch lepirish ze yenusach teretz ze ela min hamalik. Because this chukas haTorah is like we say in Chazal, is the phrase Rachmana. Rachmana means the Torah. Rachmana also means the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying the word Torah also means the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is ki me'ita yizvarach teitze sora shalayomer shein mitzvah zu mechlol mitzvah haTorah. You shouldn't say that this is anything different, set apart. This is one of the mitzvahs. We don't get it. U'mashen nemer v'pashat v'schanon ki hi chach maschem u'minaschem le'ene yo'amim ash yishmunis kol achukim ho'ele. So it says in v'schanon that the Umo Yisraelim are going to respect us, and it sounds like if you say Pshat and Pasuk, it sounds like they're going to respect us for our chukim, right? This is the insight that the goyim are going to have for you. Asher Yishmon, when they hear, is kol achukim ha'ela for karet. They're going to hear our chukim. They're not going to have much coverage for us. Kan mashu adraba shemoynin el achukim. Tshuva ledomar ki yesh chukim sheyochol aseichel enoshi lasig tamam. Zulas shetamom nister miklal hehomoy v'nigluhu liyachide sride ador upara zutama nister mikolad. These are the two tier chukim. There are chukim that are taken very hard to understand, but yachide ador, individuals can figure something out. Yachide sride ador, they can chap something, but para. He said, "I call Chutzvan Apara." She Omar Aleu Buhira Chayka Mimeni. The Fichachu Umois If ultimately, if we view the chayik in the context of other chukim, so then he says that we'll be able to, people will appreciate that they don't get it. But that's interesting that he said that there are different kinds of chukim. So there are chukim where, even though we call it a chok, because we often have situations where people try to explain a chok. So he's saying, the truth is that that's one of the riddles in Rashi, right? Because at the end of the parsha, right, if you skip to the end, yeah. Right, what pasuk is that? That's it. He goes to the whole parsha a second time. So Peladik Rashi. Right at the end of the parasha. So then Rashi then says, "Kan lamadnu shemeis." No, yeah. Not further down. Yeah, right. Zeu pirush lefi mashma v'chesach. Umed rish hagoda etakni miyosoyde shum yoshin dashim in zehu. And now he explains everything to be a remes nechet ha'egel. So how do you put the two together? So in the past, we suggested that Rashi is saying that you have to begin the parsha by saying it's a chok. You're not going to understand it. And you finish the whole parsha, and you're already makabel that it's a chok. Like, if you're makabel, it's a chok, so then you can start getting some insight, some remembers here and there. But I guess Mishpat means from the very beginning you can give it a hezber. Over here, you have to finish makabel, it's a chok. And that's not what the Kliyokas is.
Is the chok that it talks about that it's Mentana and it's Meim and Mentana Kahorin? Or is the chok just, why is it that a red cow is Mentana altogether?
If you look at the Svarna lists seven reasons why it's a chok. Right, I think there's maybe more. The first one is because it is Mentana Yisator, Mentana Yisator, Mentana Yisator. Right, and the second one is because it's entirely it's the red. It's the, right, what's the second one? No, the second one. Shane is for me. Ikre aparu sheti aduma mishpay Musa. Why has to be totally red?
I think before you even get there, why, let's say it didn't have to be all red. Why would it have to be mostly red? What's
yeah, so there he says that red is a symbol of hate. We know from Yom Kippur.
What does that have to do with Tumah?
Yeah.
Contrary, being a Tommy to a dead body is a myth. Right? To be old sake in the
Tumah. Yeah.
It's
yeah. Shemikri Ampor Shiti Adumak Bishlei Mus. Shlishes. Called Imras, right, the third is along the lines of what you were saying, that it looks like Royal is by name. That the Paradum goes Mikotza ala Kotza. What's Mikotza ala Kotza? He said that ultimately it's burned to ashes. I'm going to pick up over here. I lost this one. Okay. Boy. There it is, yeah. He says it's like when a person gets ill, so sometimes one has to take a medication that overpowers the illness, something that would normally not be helpful at all, right? For example, something you have to take a medication that empties you out. So if you're healthy, that's a ridiculous thing to have, but you don't get your nutrients. But if it was when sick, it could be helpful. So what's he saying? He's saying that what's the extreme over here? She'ein derech nos la yeshivas hanekash derechaymu leshiva lemitzua. A trufa. Fifth, he says, why is it only addressed tumas mace, not other forms of tuma? And the sixth, I think, is why it has the eighth areas as well. Then, as coming back to what you're saying, he would say that there are several elements that make this into something that is hard to figure out. It's not just Gemara calls things a chiddush, which are what you're saying is it because it's totally counter logical that it's mitame et tahorim? Well, that's what he's probably saying. That right. Is right.
Right. That I always understood that you could say, like the Lord was saying, that there is medicines that are harmful to healthy yeah. people and helpful to ill people. So that's that. I right. always thought that we could understand that part. It's the other stuff that I didn't understand.
Why red wine?
It was a blackout or what? What's the difference between a blackout or
red? Right? No, but it's also totally unrelated. The guy became Tomei, right? So whatever, and he can't go into Mikdash. So whatever you can understand why he can't go into Mikdash, whether he's depressed because he's sad, right? So you have to give him something to Mr. Mechem or something. Or whether he was because Avodah Zarah is very, very into death in the afterworld too. So however you want to deal with it, but taking a red cow and burning it and sprinkling, what does that got to do with the rehabilitation of what went wrong? Because he was right. So that's the chok.
Right.
Yeah. Being the tower person.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
talking about. Exactly. So why does he bother with it altogether?
I'm sure we're Moshe Dajan has one of the nice stretches on other parashas also, but Rashi doesn't have to. He goes through the whole explanation, go back, and
right.
He does it once or twice, whatever.
It's also what I find interesting, he doesn't weave it into the puzzle. Right. Why do you wait to the end? To the usually, like by when he gives us all of the Ramazim by the Nisim, so he weaves it in. He doesn't wait till he waits till the end. So let's look at the Aruch Chaim. There must be some connection. If not for the Cheder Egel, we wouldn't be, and Tuma wouldn't be such a big problem. Maybe Cheder Egel. Maybe something like that. I'm not sure. Look, let's go. Aruch Chaim asks the same question. Why is this, so? It goes back to the question: why is it called Chukas HaTorah? All right. It could be that we didn't finish the Kliyakar. So the Kliyakar in the second, which is Vikhoi Lecho Para, that says, Vayan ki nemar zos chukas haTorah, lo nemar chukas haPara. Shma minu shaTorah vaPara inyan echol lehem. Now he says, address a little bit what Farrell is saying. He says, why is it that Moshe, that when it says Vikhoi Lecho Parma Duma, that it was Davka Nikris Al Simcha, I'll say Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma Yakub Dula Nikla Moshe Bazaar. What's the big deal? And he gets the Parma named after him. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's Parma. So his basically what he says is that since the Parah Duma was to a great extent a kapara for the Egel, and he began getting the kapara for the Egel, so now it's encouraging to Moshe Rabbeinu that he sees the end of the process now. He began the process because Rachel wanted to say Klal Yisrael because Chet Egel. He davened for them. He got us a second. Luchos, right? Because Baruch Hu still said to him, I'm always going to remember this. So now, because Baruch Hu says, there is a kapara, paraduma. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the completion of what he started. So that was a great gift to Moshe. So it calls it the paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu is to remind us that Moshe, because Baruch Hu gave Moshe this chus to see the whole thing from beginning to end.
So that's Trami Yukhoi Lecho?
Yeah.
It says Yukhoi Lecho by the Shemin for Menor also.
Yeah, but here it says Rashi's Lashon, Olami Nikris Ashmecha.
Right.
The Kash of the Medrash, right? Yeah, okay, I don't know. Is it, does Rashi say anything over there by the Shemin? You get to Tzav, no?
Yeah. Right.
That's no, the Rashi is the one that says Ashmecha. The Yoke is only adding. Why would it make sense for the Parah Duma? Right. So he's saying that the Pshat of Zeis Chukas HaTorah is really saying this is Moshe Rabbeinu's great Tzichar. Now let's look at the Arachayim. Arachayim from the beginning Zeis Chukas HaTorah. The Rashbam's pro. What's Pshat and Zeus Chukas HaTorah? So he said, because later on in the parsha, it's going to say, Zos HaTorah Odom Kiyomos Boro. So Rashbam has a very simple approach. Kedarki Vakodesh. He says, Zos, this is the halacha of the law of the HaTorah that we're going to say later on. Later on, I'm going to say, Zos HaTorah Odom Ki Yomos Boil. Right in Pasuk Yudalim. So Zos Chukas HaTorah. In other words, Yudalim on are the halachas of Tumas Oilim. That's Yudalim and on. Person dies in 10. So how is the Tumas spread? Beis is, this is the hard to understand halachas of that din. Zos chukas, how you get out of that din. Zos chukas hater. No, it says the Rashbam says pshat. And he says, Kliyokri says, Zos chukas hater is, that really means, this is the great gift of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Arachaim says, Tzorach ledas, opening Arachaim. Loma kina lemitzvah zo shem klolos hater. Why is this mitzvah referred to as the chayk of the ter? Shehoye loy loymar. Zois chuka, or zois chukas hatuma, a chukas hatara, kedero shomer zois chukas haPesach. The aim loy meshin is kavin lahatzrich toras efer pora lasoik b'tayra. Maybe you would say that you have to become tor in order to study Torah. He says, but there is such din, right? Shad rabba ein divri tor mekablin tuma. Afilu la machmir mebalei kriyin, mitam shetzarach ve'emi biyir. The Gemara in Brachos that a person who was a bal keri, so we paskin a bal keri, we paskin is not tomei for any halachas. I mean, tomei for mikdash. But for nothing outside of mikdash. So there is a sheet that says that a bal keri can't learn Torah in order to make sure that he doesn't not mezalzel in the mood that he brings to learning Torah. We don't pass it in that way. So it couldn't be that this is necessary for learning Torah. If you understand, a goy never becomes tamei meis. Now, why? He says, why? The next paragraph. Shabayhurmu am b'nei Yisrael, misha'or ha-goyim, hu b'emtzos kabolas ha-Torah. We became different from all other nations by kabolas ha-Torah. Shazulas zeh, hinei kakol ha-goyim b'nei Yisrael. If not for Matan Torah, we would be like any other guy. Right? Now we've tasted the sweetness of Torah. B'mesha omar zois chukas ha-Torah, pirush, He's going to say that this sensitivity that we have, that we can become Tomei, that's because of Matan Torah. There would not be any Tomei. In other words, Sama, a goy, doesn't become Tomei. Forget it. It should become more Tomei than us. No, because you have to be on a higher madrega that you're sensitive to something that makes you tummy. So when did we? So Zayischa, we want to understand that one of the great gifts of Torah is this parsha that we can become tummy. Yadesha kibla Torah nasu amineso dover shemuchoniyim hashvolim te'evim lidovik b'hem. That abstract things don't want to connect to us at all. He says, I'll give you a marshal, and I'll come back to this. What's the marshal? Shnei Kalim. Shreitza Balabais. The guy has two bowls, two dishes. Achas Melea Dvash. One bowl full of honey. Achas Melea Zevel. One is full of fertilizer. Upina Oysam. Vaitsim Lichutz Meyacheder. And he emptied them out and took them outside. The one that was full of honey attracts all sorts of insects. And the one that was full of fertilizer, you might find some insects there, but not as many that get stuck in the honey. The Jew dies. And he was once full of the sweetness of the Kedusha of a Jew. When the body now becomes, loses its chiyus, you can't do mitzvahs, can't learn, you scab to our klipos lane gates. All right, so you don't understand exactly. It means that the lower elements of the world attach themselves to this Jew. Shem koichos ha'tuma, hata'evim. Those elements of the world that are so far from Kedusha and so much want some Kedusha, they adhere to the Jew who is dead. You can have 1,000 homes, each one open to the other, all the way through. Not true. By a goy, who is by halacha lemaisa, we pass that a goy is matami boy, at least a chachila. But he's going with the sheet of the goy, he's not matami boy. Ain't called kachis kaptus. So he says, but they're not coming back to what he said before. So when it comes to a Jew, so we've reached a certain level of kedusha that the elements in this world that are devoid of Kedusha, they try to adhere themselves to us. And then, so when a Jew becomes Tomei, we have to go through a big process to rid ourselves of that Tumah. But it's only because we have lives that are of greater kedusha, that elements in the world that are tamei try to chap us and attach themselves to us. So he says that's pshat and zois chukas haTorah. If one wants to appreciate the value of Torah, so you appreciate it through the parsha of Parah Aduma. So that might help the Echein HaEgel, right? Because Echein HaEgel is when we messed up in our Kabbalah Satorah. We'll work on it a little bit more. So let's just skip down. Tasher tziva Hashem leimor in the Arachayim. So he asks the same kasha. The Klei Yoker asks, why do you have two leimors? Right? And then he also asks that Asher tziva doesn't, it says everything in the parsha is lashon shem, is direct. Doesn't say Asher Tzivisa. Asher Tzivisicha. So, next paragraph. Litzad shekol mitzvah satayra, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. Right? All the mitzvahs are sichlias v'shimus shasechel mechayva. Kivet avayim, genev, gzelei, norvet, tzichuk neymah. Shabbos. So, all of these mitzvahs, we can find meaning. And every mitzvah, even if we do understand it, it has much greater depth to it beyond what we normally think initially. Next paragraph. And now we have a mitzvah, because Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to give you any inkling or understanding of it. Perish Mao Amama Shitsibula Mor, Zos Hukasatira. Perish mitzvah zu hi hukasatira. Kain Siva Shemley Mor Lachem. Ukila Murakosov, and if Kesh Baruch Hu said, this you're not going to understand this at all. Okay, so again, so what have we accomplished tonight? The last Arachaim and the first Klei Yoker, so they said that the Leimor means that there's a specific mitzvah to tell the Jews they're not going to understand Parah Aduma. And that, according to Klei Yoker, means that there are chukim that we do, we can understand to some extent. But this Klei Yoker says, because Baruch went out of his way to say, this you're not going to understand, because he was afraid that people would, because this has so many things going on that are hard to understand, that people would say, it's all a bizarre, it's all our right, it's a ritual, there's no meaning to it, it's nothing, it's all spooky stuff. So because Baruch said, I want you to know, I know, every other mitzvah, there are ways of explaining it, this is the only one that even the Yechidei Skula can get. But other chukim, Yechidei Skula can understand. All right. Then we said, what's pshat in those chukas haTorah? So the Rashbam has a pshat. It is the chok of the parsha of Tumah Tahara. And the Klei Yoker says it really means this is Moshe Rabbeinu's parsha, because this is the completion of what he began to get us forgiveness from the Chayyid Egel. And the Klei Yoker and the Arachayim says, Zos Chukas HaTorah means that we can appreciate the impact that Tumah and Torah has, that gives us a greater appreciation of what the Torah accomplished for us. Because the Torah made us more sensitive, so things of Tumah are more interested in attaching themselves to us. So he can say in a little bit a way that's easier for us to appreciate. And that could be special like this. It could be that, again, it's not what the Aruch Chaim is saying, but it makes his idea a little bit easier to present in a different way. And that is that since the mitzvahs of the life of Torah gives such a high value to chiyus, that we can begin to appreciate we have to distance ourselves from death. Right? And if a person's life is a materialistic life, all right, so he's here, has fun, has a good time, and he leaves the world. Look, so less fun in the world, less. But if a person has ruchnius, it can be misdavik the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can do mitzvahs, he can. So then, when that is missing, that creates a big value, a big black hole. So then, that's why Baruch Hu says if he got to focus on, he got to mark. This is so upsetting that you can't go to Beis Mikdash for this. So there's Chukas HaTorah. What we received the Torah and our Sinai is what gives us an understanding of the why Tum and Torah is such a big part of us. Okay. Ezra, good to see you. It's good to see you. I mean, also, I just can't see you. It's good to see you.